Good morning. The time is 9:33. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose, reporting live in the KVPS News Center on Summer Sounds 2025.
In the wake of cuts to local nonprofits and school lunch programs, food insecurity is growing in Portland. From Coin 6, the issue stems from the USDA's $1 billion cut in funding for local schools and food banks. To make matters even worse, Coin 6 reports, quote, President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill is set to slash SNAP benefits that currently relied upon by roughly 800,000 Oregonians, end quote. Oregon representative and KBPS visitor Suzanne Bonamici tells Coin 6, quote, with regards to SNAP, with the eligibility requirements have changed. Sometimes when students are eligible for SNAP, it's smooth for them to get fewer meals, Rep. Suzanne Bonamici said. This is going to make it so much harder and put a lot more burden on our state, end quote.
The Oregonians Reader Choice Awards voted on their favorite Portland bakeries last week, and the results are in. In fifth place, we have Grand Central Bakery, which opened in 1989 and now has 8 locations in the Portland area. Grand Central has bread, pastries, cookies, and sandwiches. Fourth place is Baker & Spice in Hillsdale, which started as a farmer's market stall back in 1998, and it serves up an array of baked goods, with 2 Oregonian readers describing their croissants as the best outside of Paris. Taking third place is Jen's Pastries. This patisserie is only open 8 hours a week, but business is still booming. The runner-up is Orange and Blossom, a bakery that has already made a name for itself as the best vegan bakery in the U.S., according to Oregon Live, despite only having opened in 2023. And in first place, we have St. Honoré Boulangerie, which has been open for more than 20 years, so it's no surprise that it has built such a loyal customer base.
From Coin 6, here's some local events taking place this weekend. Starting off is the Portland Night Market today and tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 100 Southeast Alder Street. This week, the night market will have a cowboy theme with karaoke, live music, and baby goats. How cute. This will be the night market's last appearance until October. Next up is the Mississippi Street Fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. More than 100 local vendors will be featured, as well as a barbecue competition and musical performances. And lastly, for all the Adele fans listening, we have Candlelight, a tribute to Adele at Alberta Rose Theater, where you can hear Adele's greatest hits in an ambient setting.
Wow. Portland is under a heat advisory warning from the National Weather Service starting Tuesday, the 15th. Temperatures very well could get up into triple digits, which could pose a danger of heat-related illnesses to some of us. The National Weather Service advises Portlanders to cancel major outdoor activities and, if you don't have air conditioning, to find your local cooling shelter or to look into staying with family or friends who do have AC. It's important to stay hydrated and drink plenty of water. Portland.gov also suggests finding one of Portland's many splash pads or fountains. There's also often a burn ban during summer months, especially during heat waves, so make sure to check about that if you have a plan to make a campfire or have any other type of flame. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and stay safe.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Elizabeth Rose, and we'll be right back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Picking out a career requires some decisions. First, choose a goal. Select a field that interests you, such as teaching, technology, or biology. Explore your options. Take an interest or aptitude test to find out what specific careers are related to your interest. Identify alternatives. Narrow your list to a reasonable number, say 2 to 4 interesting occupations. Weigh alternatives. Decide on one option that best fits your goals and will have the most positive effect on your life. Create an action plan. How are you going to achieve this goal? What education do you need? And how are you going to get it? And take action. Actively bring the action plan to reality. Set a timeline and make sure you follow it. Follow these steps and you'll increase your potential for a successful career. Your career, your choice. A service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Tonight it is mostly clear with an overnight low of 62 degrees. Tomorrow it is sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Right now it is clear and 66 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear and 68 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently, right now it is partly cloudy and 66 degrees in the Rose City. You are listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM. It is Friday, so we have the My Three Songs, where you take a listen to the three songs we're playing, you guess what it is, you leave a name, a phone number, and we will let you know if you are the winner. If you'd like to call in, request a song, that phone number for you is 503-916-KBPS. Again, that is 503-916-KBPS. Without further ado, here we are with Radiohead by Knightley.